Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
So Friday, Millie Weaver's like, hey, I want you to get this guy in studio that's in my film. I hadn't seen her film called Shadowgate. She's a, I sponsor them. So when I say they're a contractor, I'm not distancing myself from them. They do their own thing. I mean, I might talk to Millie once a week, or she sends me an article. I send her articles that I'd like her to tweet out. And I think she does a great job. I like Millie. I've known Millie 8 years. Then they put out this movie, Shadowgate, that I don't know about until she's been arrested and charged with family violence and destroying a cell phone, which is way overblown. So then it looks like, oh my God, they're trying to cover up what's happened with their film. And then the last thing she said is, this guy's in town, he's in my film, he wants to be on. So the guy's at the door, he comes in, and he goes, yeah. And so I've got him here in studio, and I go, okay, who runs it? And during the break, he goes, Roger Stone. I go, sorry, Roger Stone can't hardly make his Skype work. Now, I like Roger, but he's about as technical as I am. He works with Manafort and General Joe's. I go, he hadn't worked for Manafort in 20-plus years. I said, I know. I was trying to get him to get Manafort on during the campaign. He said, well, I talked to him every once in a while. We're still friends, but I haven't done business with him in decades. So we're not attacking the film, and I want to get her out of jail. And we got Tori, who's her friend, in the film, very nice lady, who's been on before and exposed election fraud in Kentucky. We're going to have him on. But, you know, when you're in a film and the guy's there, he goes, yeah, your partner, Roger Stone, he runs it all. So, Roger, you hadn't let me in on the secret here. But then I said this morning, talking to some of these folks, I said, I want to see him with General Jones. I want to see him with Hayden. I want to see him running ShadowNet. It's not true. So we're not attacking the film. It's a small part of it. But, I mean, my God, Roger, I didn't know you ran everything. Tell me about it.
Yeah, no, look, Alex, I get blamed when it rains. When it rains, oh, that's Roger Stone. Let's be very clear. I like Millie. I've always had a good relationship with Millie. I think she's a great reporter. This fellow, Patrick Berge, approached me several times regarding this story, which I can tell you nothing about. Yes, I was partners with Paul Manafort 30 years ago. I haven't done business with he or Rick Davis in 30 years. The allegation is that Paul Manafort, Rick Davis, and John McCain were somehow investors in some surveillance tool that Berge knows about. You know, that even may be true, but it has nothing to do with me. To say that I'm manipulating surveillance for the deep state, I would suggest to you that the experience I've just been through kind of disproves all of that. So Patrick Berge seemed like a good guy to me. He had an intelligence background. He seemed like a patriot. But in this case, he's barking up the wrong tree. This is McCarthyite-type association. Sure, I know Manafort. I recommended him to run the convention. Why? Because he's the best single national Republican convention operative.
And he got rewarded with prison. I love this whole Q-ish-type deal where it's all these shadowy groups connected to Brennan, and we just listen to them because they're wearing a leather jacket with 45 on it. We're like, oh God, you came off the street. And then meanwhile, oh, Alex Jones, Roger Stone, even Trump, they're all bad. But we're good. And again, I'm not even attacking the film. It does some good work in it. It's just to not see something and then learn, hey, your partner runs it all. Well, that's asinine, Roger. And you're not my partner, but I'm not distancing myself from you. It's just not true. And I'm told you told this guy when he came to your events that you hadn't worked with Manafort in forever. You didn't know General Jones. Oh, tell me about Hayden. You supposedly worked for Hayden, too.
I mean, Mike Hayden, first of all, I think Mike Hayden is one of the most evil villains in the deep state. I've met the guy one time in my life because he was on the same show as I was with Bill Maher. And basically, we had words in the green room, and they weren't friendly words. Maybe you've read my book, The Bush Crime Family. I'm not down with the Bush criminals, status criminals, and Hayden is among the worst of them. I think Hayden's company was actually involved in selecting the jurors for the larger juror pool in my recent lynching in the D.C. courts.
Well, that's right. I mean, bottom line, we're not mad at any of these people. Maybe they just believe delusional stuff. The problem is that you're the big target, and to say you're the king of the deep space is a total joke. So stay right there. We're going to do a few more minutes on that.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jones, your host. Roger Stone is our guest. And one of the biggest stories since Friday is Millie Weaver, who's a great person. We've been funding and supporting her journalism with no strings attached for 8 years. And she said she's making this film Shadowgate about some of the ways they manipulate the media. And I was aware of some of that particular system, though I was telling her about larger apparatuses that we were exposing, like Obama's act he put into law before he left office, Countering Foreign Disinformation Propaganda Act that they used to call everybody Russians. And so then she's trying to come on the show Friday. She gets arrested in Ohio. The police are very unprofessional, don't even know who they're arresting. People think that's fake. They think I staged it for a film I have not seen, I don't own, I'm not part of. Again, then they go, hey, there's a guy at the door that's in it. Wow, at my door. He comes in. I go, okay, I guess if you know what's going on, I'll have you on. And I learned Roger Stone is the kingpin. So I've never had something make me think I'm in an alternate dimension like this. This has done it. Millie's a good person, a good mom, okay? She's got two children. They went. They grabbed her. The CPS is trying to take her kids at 10 a.m. tomorrow. They've got an arraignment at 11 a.m. over an argument with her mom and a broken cell phone 3 months ago, and her mom admits that. So I don't know why they're grabbing him and doing this other than they may have been conned by the deep state. They kept trying to, they wouldn't release it. They said, you got to have this guy in your office first. You got to have this guy in your office first. As soon as he gets in, we'll show you the film. And then we get him in here. We're like, okay. And it's like, Roger Stone, Roger Stone. And I'm not saying the police were part of this to hype it up. I just don't know, because maybe it's a coincidence that the cops on a three-month-old complaint went and charged them with all this crap, her husband and her husband's brother. So I think they're being set up. I'm not sure by who, Roger. What do you think's really going on here?
Well, I want to reiterate, I like Millie. I think she's an honest person. I'm concerned about her in prison. I'm praying for her. I hope it all works out. I have no animus for her. I think perhaps she and her husband bought into some incorrect information. I don't know General Jones from Adam's cat. I've never met him. I've never done business with him. I, for all I know, he's your cousin because you have the same last name. There's a new conspiracy theory. And I've never had any stock or interest or involvement in this company that, frankly, I never heard of or really focused on until today. And while I do know Paul Manafort, we've been partners or done business together for over 30 years.
And explain why. You got up this morning. You're on Parler now. Got a lot of followers. Plug that. You said you had over 100 messages saying, oh, you run the deep state. It's crazy.
I ran the deep state. Why did they try to send me to a COVID-19 infested prison a month ago now where I would face certain death? I think people understand that I'm deeply committed to Donald Trump and to his presidency and to reelecting him, which is still entirely doable. While the Country Club Republic has run off for the high grass and they're wringing their hands, there's nothing to be concerned about. He can win. He will win. Certain things have to happen. But my faith is in the president, and I think I've established my credentials as an anti-globalist, anti-establishment.
Your bona fides are 100%.
I think this is a distraction, but I'm worried about Millie. I like Millie. She's a good person. She's a patriot. I think she may have been misled in this case, but I can assure you I know nothing whatsoever about this. And Michael Hayden and General Jones, these guys are deep state criminals.
Remember what Trump said about me. Your reputation is amazing. I will not let you or your audience down. And what did he say? I came on because of Roger Stone. I trust Roger Stone. I know you're both doing a great job. We have the president's endorsement, but we're not trustworthy according to the internet operation that's run by the deep state to discredit us because they know our message is key with swing state voters. That's why we're targeted continually as supposedly to the point of I'm sponsoring content that I give people total freedom on and then I wake up and we're the bad guys in it. I mean, I've been totally chumped. And I'll admit it. I mean, I got to really think about this. I want Millie to get out of jail. I want all this to, I want to understand. But I think whoever ran this did do all this and did get her arrested right when this operation was happening to give this full push against you, buddy. They really don't like you.
Well, except for involving me, looping my name in, even inaccurately, blows this story up, you know, 9 times. I mean, Alex, this isn't my choice, but I'm the most dangerous person in America on the American.
By the way, you're not. I mean, you're not exaggerating. So we got a few minutes left, and I'm gonna let you. So you got to get that dinner, that great Italian gravy you got going that made me salivate when I saw the man cow video with all the veal and just please, the garlic. Please don't torture me. But just I've got to come out there and eat some more of it. But seriously, let's shift gears from a distraction. We know you're under attack. You're over the target. Tell Trump what he needs to do. What do we need to do right now?
Look, Kamala Harris is the best news I've ever had. For Democrats who say she is Trump's worst nightmare, that's wrong. She's a match set with Joe Biden. Nobody's incarcerated more poor, nonviolent black people than Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. Make them answer for it. Don't let them run away from it. That's their record. You want to defund the cops? She is the cop. She's the ultimate cop. The president's economy is floating back. Here's the irony. Despite COVID-19 and the pandemic, the underlying program of Donald Trump to cut taxes and cut regulation is still working. These last 3 months' job reports are out of sight. I mean, they're far bigger than anybody expected. So
that's right. Their attempt to smother the economy is failing. So what do you think they're going to pull out of their quiver of arrows next, or are they out of bullets?
Look, they are capable of anything, and this is going to be a very difficult period. Anybody who tries to say, oh, I know what's going to happen this November, is wrong, because we don't know the result. There's a very good chance this could be like the year 2000 with a muddled result, where the Democrats steal it and claim that they want it, and where we know we want it and claim it, and then we have an epic clash. Hopefully that clash is nonviolent and it's in the courts. But there are a lot of American patriots that I know who aren't going to let their constitutional liberties just be frittered away by Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. We've already seen this in the mask fiasco. People I talk to, and I'm now traveling again, they resent being required to wear a mask because the projections have turned out not to be true. Had the projections been true, they're good citizens. They care about the health of their neighbors and their friends. But I think that we are being hoaxed, not in the sense that coronavirus is not real. It's very real. It's very dangerous. But I think vulnerability is far more limited than the scientists are telling us, so they can use this as a political opportunity.
Well, Roger, what you have is a good instinct for politics, good old-fashioned truth and justice. That's why they hate you. And that's why every time we're the target, because they want to discredit us with the base because they know we've got our finger on the pulse and know how to defeat the New World Order. So I really appreciate your time. I got to fly out to Florida and see you before the election ends. We got to pull some stunts. We got to go to Congress again. I met you like 8 years ago at a JFK event in Dallas, but I only got to know you about 5 years ago. You're a really good friend. And the deep state really has harassed me for even associating with you, but I know you've been harassed for being associated with me. But I just want to say I love knowing you, and I love knowing your wife and your son and your daughter and your grandkids and all of you. You're a great American, brother, and I just really appreciate you. And when I go to sleep at night as a red-blooded American, I feel good knowing Roger Stone's out there.
Well, we just need to ask the InfoWarriors to keep praying for our president, for his family, for our Constitution, for our country, for patriots like Alex Jones, for me and my family, I am living proof that prayer works. Living proof. God Almighty spared my life for some greater purpose, and when he's ready to reveal it to me, he will.
Roger, let me say this, because you look, I'm really stressed out. You look 20 years younger since you re-accepted Christ as your Savior, even during the, and now you look rejuvenated, energized. This is beautiful, after all you've been through.
Because I think the fight over the future of our country and Western civilization is coming up. And God has a role in mind for me and for you, Alex, and for every American. And he'll reveal that to us when he is ready, because it is his plan. I know that there are liberals all over laughing at us, mocking us. Oh, yeah, their belief in Jesus Christ. What a joke. What a head fake. What a ploy. What a con job. I don't care what they say. He knows what's in our hearts, Alex. He knows. So I do battle for the Lord, and I'm ready when he reveals to me what it is he wants me to do to save this nation. I'm praying on it. I'm thinking on it. I don't really care what liberal elitist pukes think of it. I'm ready to fight. We will fight to the bitter end.
Oh, Roger Stone on fire for Jesus. Thank you, Roger. Stay with us. Bye-bye, Roger.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product
Within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and I want to be 100% clear. The fact that I was with Roger Stone earlier criticizing one of the people in the excellent film that Millie Weaver has put out has nothing to do with Millie Weaver, nothing to do with somebody in the film we disagree with. Overall, I think the film is a great film, Shadowgate, and I'm sad she got arrested with her husband and her husband's brother in Ohio on what we believe are overblown fake charges. Her mother's come out, who was the original complainant, and said that they're basically overblown charges and she wants it dropped. But there is always the silver lining of any cloud. This has made her film, which I never saw until this already broke Friday, because it wasn't uploaded until we were already on the air, very big. I mean, I haven't checked it since I was getting ready for the show about 2 hours ago, about an hour before we went live. But it had like almost 2 million views on YouTube and a bunch of other views and 600,000 views on band.video. And these are real groups and real organizations and real systems. I think the film overblows the one tool, you know, ShadowNet, that's just some project to kind of monitor an open source internet deal. My God, the Pentagon has its global brain. You've got Apple, Facebook, Twitter. They've got all their big AI systems. You've got China's big AI system, Israel's AI system. To me, that's the big enchilada. But I get they kind of built the film around the one whistleblower or DOD guy. When I first heard she was being arrested and saw the video after I was already on air, I thought, well, surely it's a Julian Assange deal for what she said or what she did. But then I was told, no, there's nothing secret in the film. And later I watched it, there really wasn't. I was just shocked when, oh, the guy that is in the film, he's at your door. And then he comes in and tells me Roger Stone is the kingpin of all of it. Because he's with General Jones, which isn't true. There's no proof of that. So I'm not putting the film down. Just the thing at the heart of it's there. So then you have her being arrested. This is something where I scratch my head. I can't figure out what's going on here. I feel like I'm being played. I don't think by Millie. I don't think by Tory. I don't think, because I've had Tory on over a year ago about election fraud stories that were great, very accurate. I don't know. And there she is right there. I don't know what's going on here. But she's got CPS trying to take her kids at 10 a.m. tomorrow in Portage County. At least we've crossed the bridge that she is arrested. There's an image that Tori shot of when she was video conferencing this morning. But I've never been involved in something this crazy where I can't figure it out. Because imagine, she's arrested. There's a guy at your door who's in the film. You don't even know he's going to be there. He walks in and says, your partner runs it all. And then I'm not supposed to respond to that. That is like, whoa. I mean, that is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Because, again, I'm just funding all these great journalists and reporters, many by name, many not by name, let them do whatever they want because I believe in them. So I think Millie's a great person, but I think there's a psyop at the core of this. So we'll talk about it. It's definitely a brain teaser here. So going to – what is your role, Tori? Because I don't want to get it wrong. A consultant, you're in the film. I know you co-host shows with her a lot. What is your role in this? And then what do you think's going on 48 hours into this fiasco right now?
So, Alex, people like me really don't exist. This film, this information collected has been done over time. Patrick Berge is something that I had them bring in later to reinforce because I've been watching.
No, I agree. I like most of the film. I'm saying there's no proof that Roger Stone runs the global psyop with General Jones.
I never said that. That's
I agree. But you imagine I'm here on air and the guy's telling me this?
Well, so you have to understand that Patrick is a guy that builds networks. He can build the skiff in my bedroom within like 5 minutes. You know, his motorcycle can be a skiff.
Well, good. So he can show me where Roger Stone works with General Jones.
No, he can't, because he doesn't understand the dynamic of integrated systems and sales and contracting. So, and that's okay. We don't all have to agree. And that shouldn't take away the message from this film.
Yeah, I'm worried about Millie, but here's the deal. Because Roger left Manafort's firm 30-plus years ago, and so then Manafort did a contract once with somebody who later did a contract, who did a contract doesn't mean we're all under General Jones's control. That's all I'm saying.
And you're 100% right. But it was General Jones that dragged them into the Mueller investigation. That's the point.
Okay, so how's Millie doing right now?
Okay, so Millie, she's flustered. Obviously, it's jail, so it's not nice. But we had some developments this morning at the county jail that were really shocking. The point of contact that is coordinating the lawyers, and we finally got them, lawyers, was talking with Gavin, and we were looking to find this CPS suit. I was the only one that had it, but obviously it's sealed, so I'm not supposed to have this stuff. So the lawyers couldn't find it, but Gavin had it because they have to serve the parents. So he showed it on camera, showed him that, you know, this is what it says, and immediately the administrator of the jail shut it down because he was showing documents that were given to him upon entry. So they shut it down and disallowed Gavin to have video calls again on their authority because they felt like it. And all he did was show the document, which is great because the person on the other end, Matt, was able to actually take pictures of it so that way we can locate the place and where it is, so that way tomorrow we can actually take the children there and, you know, have lawyers there and get that done, because it's so odd that they're having that hearing before their arraignment.
No, I totally agree with you, and I talked to one of the guys you put me in contact with. He's a great guy, family friend. He was explaining that the deputies were heard saying, we're going to get foster parents, we're taking their kids away. So this is terrible news.
Well, that's why the first thing I did on Friday was try to figure out what's going on with the kids and if they were wards of the state. And I was telling the attorneys, look, they're wards of the state. They said, no, there's no documentation. I said, look, you know, nothing's on the system. It's juvenile. If you don't have access, I'm telling you it's there. And they didn't see it until Gavin showed it. And the minute he started to show documents on the screen, they shut it down. And
I agree with you. The charges are in the newspaper now. They say it's sealed. But the mother's like, they broke my cell phone. We had an argument. I'd come out there. I left. We had a fight. I went back to California. They shouldn't be charged with all these felonies over a broken cell phone and an argument with your mom. So I agree they're being messed with. Who's behind that then? Because, I mean, I can't put the pieces together, man. Like they're making a film. I don't know about it. They don't want to release it till a guy comes to my office. The film gets released. They're arrested. A dude's in my office saying Roger Stone masterminds everything with no proof. That's the only reason I bring that in is I want that. This is bizarre. I mean, I can't even begin to figure this out.
It is very bizarre. Here's what's even more bizarre. So I spoke with Gavin on the telephone today, and what he confirmed to me shocked me. On July 20th is the date, because he got the documents. You know, Gavin's all about paperwork. Was July 20th. July 20th, the grand jury returned an indictment. Now, something that people don't know is that July 20th was the original release date, but unfortunately the file was corrupt. And so what happened is, since it was corrupt, it had to be done again. So then it was delayed again. And that was fine because Millie wanted to add more things, put a few things in there. And because their internet
was... So what are you saying? You think they're under surveillance and they think somehow the publishing of the film is the crime and some higher group is manipulating them like WikiLeaks? Because that's what even Robert Barnes, who's a really smart lawyer I respect, he said this looks like Assange, where they said it was battery, where they said it was robbery, you know, because that's the kind of thing they do. They'll use a local government to do it as a cover.
Wait, Alex, it gets weirder. So they couldn't even put the film together online. So that's that. But here's where it gets weird.
Stay there. We got to go to break. No, she was telling me, because I'm like, okay, Millie, another report? Great. She's like, no, this is really important. So I'm like, okay, well, tell me. Well, I can't tell you about it. We'll be right back. Stay with us, folks.
Well, we're 6 months into the COVID-19 lockdown, and now Democrat leaders are calling for people to be charged with attempted murder if they don't wear the mask of the symbols of slavery. And they've triggered their race riots around the country led by white, angry liberal academics and others. And now on top of them, the Democrats are officially saying, hey, Trump's going to try to steal the election and contest it. But then their internal wargaming documents come out with John Podesta at the very top with Kamala Harris and, of course, Joe Biden. And they're saying, oh, we think we're going to lose, but we're going to have the Democrat states secede, claiming that Joe Biden's won the popular vote, and we are then going to set up our own country and ask the military to remove Trump. This is officially in the New York Times. I don't just believe the New York Times. I've been telling you for over a year, this is their plan from other statements they've made. And then Atlantic Monthly, the Washington Post, the Financial Times of London, the Council on Foreign Relations. This is their plan. We've got 80 days left to stop it. What are you going to do? I'm serious, folks. This is the time to save the country.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. 10 Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Oh, you're a Democrat.
But I do know
that you love the New World Order. All right, so Tori is a lady that does a show with Millie Weaver, who was arrested right as she was releasing a online documentary, Shadowgate, which I think overall is a good film. It has a guest that postulates something with no evidence is not true. But overall, Operation Mockingbird and government agencies manipulating media. That's 100% true. So I like the film overall. Then everybody asks, well, why is Millie Weaver arrested? I mean, I've got all these famous people calling me, texting me, what's happening, what's going on? Well, her mother has come out and said 3 months ago she filed a complaint. She came to visit during the COVID collapse from California, wanted to live there, got in an argument. Her phone got broken in the argument. She got thrown out of the house. She called the police. Later, she tried to drop the charges, and 3 months later, they come and grab her and her husband and his brother, and now they're in jail. And so there was an arrest. Like I told you on Friday, it wasn't made up to promote a film. Oh, Jones is doing this to promote a film. No, that's not what was going on. I think the film was done for a while. They were just waiting and kept tinkering with it. So I think the arrest finally got it out. It's really what happened. But, Tori, you were getting into the weirdness of all of this. And I mean, this is a huge story right now. Shadowgate on your YouTube's got like 2 million views last time I checked. It's on Band.video. It's up there. Got 600,000 views. So the film's getting seen. I think it overall has a good message. Like you said, you're one of the main people. Millie, the evidence is great. It's a well-done film. I'm not putting the guy down that, you know, says with no evidence that Roger Stone is the commander of everything. It's just, it's not true. It's just not shown. But that, just because there's one thing in a film, you know, doesn't mean it's overall not a good film. We just have to obviously say that that's not true. So what do you think the big story really is here?
Well, okay, so I don't think that's what Bergie meant, but anyway, here's the thing. When we were working on this for a very long time, as you know, she's been dropping a lot of this stuff over the past few months from the Kentucky elections. That came straight to her, probably because they knew that she was working with me on that, because I had gone up against the elections again with the election meddling back in 2016. So, you know, all of this was unfolding. And like you said, we were tweaking it. We were adding, we were putting. Now, July 20th was the day we were really, she was going to drop it. But, you know, then the file corrupted. And then after that, her internet was just not working at all. It was snail movement. So everything had to be edited offline. So the minute she connected to the internet, right, that is when she ceded the file to me and started to upload. That's when the police knocked on the door. That's when they were coming. And, you know, I warned her last week after she dropped the trailer. I said, look, if you don't drop this within the next few days, there's going to be issues, because they're all going to start bringing in Edward Snowden into the picture so they can get hold of the narrative. She says, no. And what do we see? A lot of Edward Snowden coming into the picture, because it's so predictable when you've created these programs and these operations to just see it. So blowing
well,
the
whole. I think Edward Snowden should be given a pardon. And I think Julian Assange should as well.
Julian Assange is not the same as Snowden. Julian Assange is a journalist. He shouldn't even be in jail. And period, end of story. He should have been in the U.S. If anyone ever looks at the actual indictment against Julian Assange, they know it has no legs in court. Absolutely no legs.
Absolutely. I agree with you on that. So, here's go back to Roger, though. Because Roger's been prosecuted a lot. He got over 100 parlor messages watching the film and watching what happened on my show Friday, taking it that, like, he's this kingpin with General Jones. He's never met General Jones. So I'm just saying we need to repudiate that part, or, I mean, Roger's going to go wild. And I was, like, trying to get him earlier today not to do that. I mean, you understand, Roger's a good guy.
Let me tell you something, Alex. I've been working on Roger's case for a very long time. And I found out how he was framed with his jury. I told him that when I interviewed
him. No, I know. Tori, you're great. You exposed much of election fraud. I'm just saying, Roger cannot hardly send an email. He's worse than I am. He is not running some giant internet command base.
No, he's not.
Okay, good.
Roger, right. He did nothing wrong. I adore Roger Stone.
No, I know you did. You did a good job of the film. So let's just move forward. Right. Let's worry about then what's coming next. Well, then here's the thing. It's the mystery. Why did the police ham-fistedly not even know they wanted Millie, but they wanted Gavin? People thought it was fake because they were so unprofessional. I couldn't believe it, but it was real. What is going on then?
Alex, I kid you not. When that happened, I called Patrick and I was like, is this an IIA? Like, did someone like hijack and pretend this can't be a real arrest? They didn't even have a warrant. They were asking if it was green papers, like what's going on? And nothing was on the system. Here's where the curious part happens. And I recorded part of a call with Millie's permission, you know, and I promised that I would omit all private identifying information, that they changed the indictment after they detained them. The indictment clearly said burglary. And then after the fact, the whole Ohio justice system went dark and suddenly it pops up as robbery next. And it's like, wait a minute. So is it burglary?
Okay, so that's huge.
Yeah,
I agree. I've never seen them not tell somebody when they're being arrested what it is. They said, we don't know. That's why people thought it was fake.
I know.
You get Tori why I'm freaked out, because I can usually see the angles. I don't know what I'm actually confused right now.
That makes two of us. But what Millie, I can tell you, was excited about was the fact that this video, aside from on my YouTube page, now that link is actually banned by Twitter. You're not allowed to share my YouTube video. But it's been reproduced, so it's all over the internet in all languages. The whole world is watching this because this is applicable globally. Remember, this is a global syndicate. It's a private global syndicate that houses everybody's single piece of information. And everyone should be very alarmed no matter what side of the fence they sit on. And this is exactly what Millie did with this
video.
Well,
yeah, the film showing how they create an algorithm of your personality, that's all true. How they're tracking everybody, how they use propaganda with the media, it's all accurate. And I just wonder how that one little egg, and I should stop obsessing on it, of Roger being the kingpin. We have to get Roger's the worst technical person on earth. I'm not even defending Roger. It's just that's why I went off the deep end. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, that's okay. I mean, you have to rewatch the video a few times to understand exactly what it's saying. I think everyone sees it with different points of view. It's like paintings. Now, Haley actually put out an article on my page on Tori Says where it has embedded the audio from Millie Weaver during our phone call and what we were discussing, where she said what's crazy is the paperwork said burglary, and then by the time they booked us, it had changed to robbery. So that is a big problem. And as I've been digging into this prosecutor, he has connections with Wexner, with RICO, that RICO arrest that just happened in Ohio with over $60 million with all these, you know.
And the judge got a DWR, right?
Well, their judge is Judge Becky. I don't know. I'm looking at the prosecutor. Like, he's dirty everywhere. Like, everywhere. So that should be coming out.
So let me ask this question. The film's out. You arrest somebody or set them up before it comes out. Why bust her right when it's coming out? I mean, if I wanted to make a film big, that's what I would do.
They didn't know it was coming out. So the way they have their network set up, right, is the front-facing internet and the back-facing internet. And Gavin was seeding me the file off the back end of the internet the minute they connected. So the minute they connected to their normal internet, their normal router internet, where Millie was ready, was clicking to put it on her YouTube, you know, because it's a 10 gig file. It takes a while. That's when they arrived. And it looked like the sheriffs didn't know what they were doing. They were disheveled. All they knew is that they needed to round them up. They were on phone calls. Like, it's as if they, you know, the minute they connected to the internet, it was over. They wanted to shut it down. That's exactly what happened. So the timing, I don't care what anyone says.
Well, sure, if you're going to send people in to do something illegal, you don't tell them why they're there. That's why they're like, we don't know why we're here. We're just supposed to arrest you. I mean, I agree. That is crazy.
And Millie feels like that too. You know, all her rights have been taken away. Look, through one person's words. So Alex, if I want to, I can go down to my local police, say whatever I want about you, and they'll get a secret grand jury indictment with
But her mother said, she's a public statement, that she said drop the charges. They got in a fight and our cell phone broke 3 months ago. I mean,
it wasn't even a fight. It was the second time they caught her recording, you know, documents they had out and serial numbers and computers and logs. That's what
so
she
wait,
was doing.
They think they're mothers? This is getting crazy.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
How do you contest an election in the year 2020? Well, you trigger race riots, and you tell the blue states and blue cities when you're the Speaker of the House that you are legitimately now the president. That's what she said on CBS News. And that you're going to have those blue states secede. Yes, that's officially called a civil war, ladies and gentlemen. And the Democrats are backed by the EU, Hollywood, the Chi-Coms, and the whole globalist system. This is treason with a capital T. And our federal government is so paralyzed with cowards, they won't even stand up against it and do anything, even though our president has been exposing it. But here's the bottom line. You need storable food. We've got the best quality ready to ship to you right now, 2 to 4 week delivery. With 80 days out from the election, you need to get high quality storable food right now. In case they are able to pull this off, we're going to have a Great Depression, war on the streets. It'll make a road warrior look like a cakewalk. Get your high quality storable foods now, and get ready and get prepared at InfoWarsStore.com. Get prepared.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Segment David Knight. 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. I'll kick it off. I'll be back 11 a.m. Central to 3 p.m. And then, of course, Owen Schroer in the War Room comes up after that. So, you know, I was thinking this, and I talked to Robert Barnes on Friday. He's a smart lawyer. I respect his views. And he's like, either it's locals thinking that normal news gathering is illegal because the media is saying WikiLeaks is illegal, or it's just a tragedy of errors and, you know, false reporting or whatever. Or it's a deeper state group wanting to bring up a new Snowden / Julian Assange type story and burn some folks as a way to take the air out of the room from Trump giving a pardon to Julian Assange or Snowden. And our guest, Tori, that co-hosts with Millie Weaver on some of her shows and help work on this film, Shadowgate, that is free and is posted at band.video. You can find it for now on YouTube, but most of these things get taken down. But regardless, I just hope you share it and look at it for yourself, even if I'm not saying all of it's 100% dead on accurate, because I know Roger Stone doesn't work for General Jones. That doesn't matter. The point is the overall information in the film is accurate about media manipulation, the things that are going on, the things that are happening. But Tori, you were getting in there as we went to break into the larger picture and what you think's behind this and where you think this is going, because people see the coincidence of Millie releasing a film on a day, and then that's the day she got arrested. But see, she was having technical problems. When the film finally went through, you said to you and to others, that's what triggered whatever the alert was to send the police out, who don't seem to know why they're there. And they're like, wait, arrest him? Okay, we're getting Gavin Wentz, her husband. Oh, Millie Weaver too. Yeah, we're going to get you. Because they're on the phone going, okay, we're getting Gavin Wentz. He's here. Oh, you want Millie Weaver too? Well, that's not on the warrant. You can't see it, ma'am. Sorry. It does. That's why it looks fake to people. Even though they're in the jailhouse, it's admitted it's going on. That's why this is so crazy, that it was something watching the digital lines. And I guess they think, well, the crime's committed once the film's uploaded, but there's nothing classified in it. They're charging him with something else. How do you decipher all of that?
Okay, something that people don't know is that I'm the only one that got the file from the back end right as they were moving up on the internet. So they went to the more mirrored one. And something else they don't know is that her brother was also arrested, who was on the telephone with me while I had paused my program online on air to talk to him. And he was like, they're all getting arrested. I said, don't let them take their phones. Hold on to their phones. And then they arrested him too. And not only that, the power was cut from the house. So thank God, you know, I was writing Gavin, hey, I'm going on air. I want you to click send. Show me where it's at on the send through our seed network. And he showed it to me, and that was it. And it was at 60%, and I was happy. 10 minutes later, they were arrested. Their power was cut. The power was cut. So there's a lot
okay,
more.
Okay, that's huge. The power was cut. So this isn't about just arresting people. And they know there's going to be media. That's why the cops were being nice. They cut the power. That's huge.
Yeah, and it was only for a bit. Once they drove off with them, they turned it back on, which would disrupt any conveyance of information, shut down computers.
That would
right?
kill an upload.
Yeah, it would. And I was the only one that got the upload. The only one.
So Tori, you don't like to speculate. I don't either. But what do you, as a smart lady involved in all this, I've had you as a guest several times the last few years. I know who you are. You're a great lady. What do you think is really going on here?
Okay, like I said, I told Millie the minute I started seeing Edward Snowden on the lips of everyone, I was like, uh-oh, this is mitigation. Now, we can disagree, Alex, because I adore you. You've kept me companies in the most weirdest armpits of the world that I've been to listening to you for years, just so you know. So I'm a huge fan of yours. But we can disagree on this. Julian Assange is not in the same boat as Snowden. Snowden actually created that twin stream so that they can stream out everybody's information over to Europe to these private companies. The only reason he whistle blew is because he realized just how disposable he was. So,
I think Snowden is not a pure creature as Assange. I mean, I hear what you're saying, but I'm not in the camp of Snowden.
He should get immunity if he blows the whistle and says that Obama put him there, because that's exactly who directed this. Let's be clear. Okay, because those of us that know, and I've received communications from people that are still within agencies saying, whoa, I can't believe you did this. So this is going to all come out. This is why when they were asking President Trump, oh, what do you think about Snowden? And he said, I don't know. Some people are saying this. Some people, we don't know. The thing is, maybe we can give him immunity to talk and point the fingers, because he was registered. Unlike Snowden, myself or Burgi do not get afforded any whistleblower protections. He does. He does, because he was directly paid by their payroll. It wasn't a third removed. So the story of Snowden has been glamour, you know, perfume, tutus, and lipstick.
Sure, you're talking about Oliver Stone making a movie, all of it.
Well, it's all glorified. It's not the truth. The truth is he went in there to hijack the NSA stream and reinforce this twinning of streams. So every single piece of data that we speak, text, pictures, whatever you want, is housed at the NSA, is shipped off overseas. And he did that. Let's be clear on what he did. And then he came out saying, oh, they're copying your messages. Yeah, they're copying everything. It's not just Verizon.
Okay, well, I'm not disagreeing with you, but I've not seen the proof that he's... how would he control the whole architecture to put everything overseas?
He didn't have to put the architecture.
That thing's like gigantic, click the buttons, but who sets up the giant server factories?
Oh, Brennan did that in 2003 with Saudis in Luxembourg. So that's when he set up the company with the
servers. So why would he do all this and run to Russia?
I don't know. You know, did he go to Russia? I don't know. You know that for a fact? Did you see him there? I'm just saying what he did was put the algorithm.
Well, I don't think the Russians are in league with the New World Order, and they say he's over there.
No, they're not. But I don't know. We don't know. You don't know unless you see it. So we shouldn't speculate and speak. I tell you on facts what he did, and that is exactly what he did.
Well,
and
if you I mean, I'm not disagreeing when you say facts. It's a lot of statements that we've. It would take days to go through each one of those. Let me just say this. 10 a.m. is the CPS hearing in Portage County, Ohio.
Yes.
And then 11 a.m., they're having their deal, and this is all very weird. Obviously, some intelligence agency, some big group is involved in this. All the confluences, all the things, and then Roger being accused as being the kingpin in the middle of it. And then the guy at the door, all of this really lines up like dominoes. And so, Tori, I appreciate your time. I appreciate you coming on with us. I appreciate you helping out Millie, everybody. So we'll be able to talk to you, obviously, tomorrow and find out the latest developments. Are you going to be there at the court hearing, or who's going to be there?
I will. And I will be texting you with everything that's happening. And I just wanted to say thank you to Ezra for setting up the GoFundMe, because she's going to need the legal aid. And hopefully they won't ask for bond. But
Ezra LeVant called me Friday, and he said, can we put a thing up? And I said, hey, she's a contractor. She's a good person. You're good at those GoFundMes. Please do it. I'm not Millie Weaver's manager, so you just go ahead and do that. So I'm glad folks gave there. All right, Tori, thank you so much. We appreciate your time. We'll talk to you soon.
God bless.
God bless. Yeah. Here's all I know, folks. And it's not a distancing myself from this film. I don't tell contractors or people I sponsor whether it's Paul Joseph Watson, or whether it's Millie Weaver, or whether it's Caitlin Bennett, or whether it's a lot of other content creators that we support. I just say, hey, you're doing great work. Here is some support. And I hope you mention InfoWars and plug it back to us. But really, it's all about the mission. And so I've been handicapped that I can't respond to what's going on with this Shadowgate film, because I never saw it. I saw the trailer. I wanted the film. I wanted to promote it. And I never got it. And then she's arrested right when it's coming out. And the dude that's in it's at my door, unannounced. And I'm not a rocket scientist, but that's weird. And I don't think Millie's involved. I don't think Tori's involved. I just know the guy at my door came here to say Roger Stone runs everything. NSA, New World Order. He's like the giant brain bug, and Roger Stone can't get his Skype connected, just like I can't. So I can promote freedom. I'm a good orator. I love God. I love justice. I love you. But I'm not running Jack Diddley Squad. I mean, I got problems with my own, balance of my own checkbook. So I see this, and I just say something's going on here. I haven't figured out what it is. I don't know the answers. I don't know who's good and who's bad. But I'm going to get to the bottom of it. And you've got a commitment from me. Whatever I find out's going on with this, because it's got Q-tard stuff written all over it, I am going to give you that information. And there's a few things I haven't gotten into because I don't want to embarrass people right now. But I got a good idea of what's going on. And I got to tell you, Brennan is just trying to sabotage our movement and trying to attack anybody that's real. And Brennan, I was told, Brennan is giving us info. He's actually good. I told people, are you crazy? Are you crazy? So we'll figure it all out. Just keep promoting America and freedom and justice. And go Trump 2020. COVID's overall a hoax. We're going to expose the whole thing together. Infowars.com/show. Band.video. Share those links. Nothing can stop you from taking action. You know you're good, so you take action. You make so decision in our ranks. Great job, crew.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.